This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. In an interview with the US-based magazine, Mr. Modi said, India is a perfect destination for those who want to set up trusted and resilient supply chains. He said the people have seen that India has raced ahead from 11th largest economy to the 5th largest economy. The Prime Minister said, now the country's aspiration is that India soon becomes the 3rd largest economy. Mr. Modi added that India is venturing in areas like space, artificial intelligence, green energy, semiconductors and other futuristic technologies. Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra yesterday. Speaking at Ramtek in Maharashtra, Mr. Modi said, voting in ensuing Lok Sabha elections is for a developed India. While addressing the gatherings at Coimbatore and Vellore in Tamil Nadu yesterday, Mr. Modi said, the NDA government has invested lakhs and crores of rupees for the development of Tamil Nadu in the last 10 years. He said Tamil Nadu has made a huge contribution in taking India forward in the space sector. He slammed the Congress and DMK for promoting dynasty politics and said both family parties are keen to stay in power by uttering lies. On the other hand, Dravida Munnetra Kadagam, DMK President and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, held public meeting in Theni and Dindigul districts to garner votes for the India bloc. He criticized the BJP government for not conducting the caste-wise polls. AIA, DMK and Congress leaders also held rallies in different parts of the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a crucial election rally at Rishikesh in Dehradun today. The rally aims to garner support for the BJP from the populace of three parliamentary constituencies within the Garhwal division, namely Tehri, Haridwar and Pauri. With the upcoming voting schedule for all five state seats on April 19, PM Modi's presence underscores the party's efforts to consolidate its position in the region. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that Congress is indulging in politics of appeasement as it is again talking about the restoration of Muslim personnel law. Mr. Shah was addressing a public meeting at Guraru in Gaya district. He also attacked Congress leaders, alleging them of patronizing appeasement politics. He said the BJP is talking about bringing a Uniform Civil Code, UCC, but Congress and its allies are opposing the scrapping of Article 370 and Triple Talaq. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has stated that this Lok Sabha election is a battle between two ideologies. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi claimed that on one side is Congress, which has always united India, and on the other side are those who have always tried to divide the people. He said history is witness to who joined hands with forces that wanted to divide the country and who fought for the unity and independence of the country. BJP has released another list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls yesterday. The party has fielded Rajya Sabha MP Neeraj Shekhar from Balia Lok Sabha seat, while Neeraj Tripathi will contest from Allahabad and Jaiveer Singh Thakur from Mainpuri parliamentary constituency. Sanjay Tandon will be the BJP candidate from Chandigarh, and S.S. Ahluwalia will fight from Asansol Lok Sabha seat in place of singer Pawan Singh. Meanwhile, Congress also released a list of 2 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. Dr. Kalyan Kale will contest from Jalna and Dr. Shobha Dinesh Bachar will contest from Dhule, Maharashtra. Eid-ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, will be celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the eve of Eid-ul-Fitr. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.